Why Briarcliff? I mean, is it obviously the reason why? Because older sister went there? Or obviously you love the school and love the program. I love everything about it.
I really think, like, the community. I really just like that, like, bigger atmosphere, too. I've also gotten to know the basketball girls, and I think that the culture there is going to change a little bit, too, for volleyball because they have a new coach. But I think just the opportunities it would give me through social work and the career I want to go into. And I also really like the church there, too. But my sister was a big impact in my decision, but it was just because...
Of course, mom and dad now can keep all their connections, their places to stay, because they've done it before. They're just going to make it easier, right?
Yeah. Yep, definitely. I know. It's not. It's pretty close. I mean, 6 hours, 8 hours.
That's nothing for them. No. They've been there and done that, so that's easy for them. All right, setter, as a hitter, you've done both. What would you prefer at Briarcliff?
I would prefer setting, but I do really love blocking. So, I mean, honestly, whatever role I need to be put into, I'll work at that. And yeah, but I do prefer setting.
Just get me on the floor, right?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Very true.
What do the coaches say? Do you feel like they tell you, hey, you have a chance? We want you on the floor right away. I know coaches probably every coach is going to say that, but do you feel like, hey, I can get out there right away?
Well, I mean, she obviously doesn't just straightforward say that, but she says, like, the best six players she wants on the court. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, I threw out the idea of, like, maybe a 5-1 with me being on the court, just, like, stuff like that. And she's still just stuck, like, with the best six players on the court. So, I mean, that just drives me to work to be one of those players. So, yeah.
I was giving you a little hard time before we started to hear about track season. Usually about this time you're into track season when that first meet. You're missing it a little bit, a lot, a little bit. What do you think?
Definitely a little bit. I mean, my little cousin is in there right now. She's a junior, and she was just talking about how like runs are different, and that's definitely a part I miss doing the workouts with them because it brings you closer. But I definitely do miss Troy. Like, he's had a big impact on, like, my mindset towards sports and working hard. But I don't miss the anxiety before the gun or anything like that, you know. That was always fun, but a little bit, but it's back and forth.
So you're telling me there was a couple of times during the years that you almost false started because you're just waiting for that gun to go off, or what?
Well, I mean, I was pretty lucky because I was long distance, so I didn't have to be in the blocks, so that part helped, but, I mean, kind of, maybe sometimes.
All right, favorite moment here at MCC with volleyball, coaches, best moments, something that stands out with these two over here?
I would probably say, like, I think the first time we played North Platte, that was a really fun game. I mean, we were just down there, the mindset was it was a business trip, like, getting there and getting the work done. So I just think, like, working towards that experience and, like, getting up to that point and wanting to win so hard, that was probably my favorite memory.
Awesome. So you'll have 3 years at Briarcliff, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, hopefully.
All right. That which I know I'm really looking ahead here, and I don't mean to, but I got to ask, what's your plans after school? Yeah, 3 years. What would you like to be doing?
Well, I want to go into social work just because I really have a drive for working with, like, kids and people like that. But I think I would really want to move towards, like, the counseling side of social work. And I know a lady up there who owns her own business up there. So I think that, I mean, getting an internship or something there. And it's a bigger city, so maybe moving towards Omaha, that area. I know they have good programs there, so.
You know, both mom and dad were coaches for many years. Does that interest you? Is that, you've seen them do their thing? Does that maybe, possibly, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe if, like, the opportunity comes, I don't know if I would turn it down. It'd be fun to be a part of a program like that and just give my ideas, but I don't know. We'll see where time takes me.